G'day and welcome to Partakers and to our Christmas 2015 series, Ancient Voices, where we are hearing together some prayers and sermons from people down through history about the birth of Jesus Christ. Sermon on the afternoon of Christmas Day in the year 1530 by Martin Luther, Part 2. Who then are those to whom this joyful news is to be proclaimed? Those who are faint-hearted and feel the burden of their sins, like the shepherds, to whom the angels proclaim the message, letting the great lords in Jerusalem, who do not accept it, go on sleeping. Beyond the first faith, there must be the second faith, that Christ is not only the Virgin Son, but also the Lord of angels and the Saviour of men. The words anyone can understand, anti-sacramentarians, fanatics, sectarians, and Turks, but they do not proceed from the heart, they come only from hearing, and go no farther than hearing. This is not faith, however, but only a memory of what has been heard, that one knows that he has heard it. Nobody ventures upon it, so as to stake goods, life, and honour upon it. And yet we must preach it for the sake of those who are in the multitude to whom the angel preached. This is our theology, which we preach in order that we may understand what the angel wants. Mary bore the child, took it to her breast, and nursed it, and the Father in heaven has his Son lying in the manger and the mother's lap. Why did God do all this? Why does Mary guard the child as a mother should? And reason answers, in order that we may make an idol of her, that honour may be paid to the mother. Mary becomes all this without her knowledge and consent, and all the songs and glory and honour are addressed to the mother. And yet the text does not sound forth the honour of the mother. For the angel says, I bring to you good news of great joy, for to you is born this day the Saviour. Luke 2, verses 10 to 11. What does this mean? I am to accept the child and his birth and forget the mother as far as this is possible, although her part cannot be forgotten. For where there is a birth, there must also be a mother. Nevertheless, we dare not put our faith in the mother, but only in the fact that the child was born. And the angel desired that we should see nothing but the child which is born, just as the angels themselves, as though they were blind, saw nothing but the child born of the Virgin, and desired that all created things should be as nothing compared with this child, that we should see nothing, be it harps, gold, goods, honour, power, and the like, which we would prefer before their message. For if I received even the costliest and the best in the world, it still does not have the name of Saviour. And if the Turk were 10 times stronger than he is, he could not for one moment save me from my infirmity, to say nothing of the peril of death, and even less from the smallest sin of from death itself. In my sin, my death, I must take leave of all created things. No, sun, moon, stars, or creatures, physicians, emperors, kings, wise men, and potentates cannot help me. When I die, then I shall see nothing but black darkness, and yet that light. To you is born this day the Saviour. Luke 2 verse 11 remains in my eyes and fills all heaven and earth. The Saviour will help me when all have forsaken me, and when the heavens and the stars and all creatures stare at me with horrible appearance, I see nothing in heaven and earth but this child. So great should that light which declares that he is my Saviour become in my eyes that I can say, Mary, you did not bear this child for yourself alone. This child is not yours. You did not bring him forth for yourself, but for me. Even though you are his mother, even though you held him in your arms and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and picked him up and laid him down, but I have a greater honour than your honour as his mother. For your honour pertains to your motherhood and the body of the child, but my honour is this, that you have my treasure, so that I know none, neither men nor angels, who can help me except this child, whom you, O Mary, hold in your arms. If a man could put out of his mind all that he is and has except this child, and if for him everything, money, goods, power, or honour, fades into darkness, and he despises everything on earth compared with this child, so that heaven with its stars and earth with all its power and all its treasures becomes nothing to him, that man would have the true gain and fruit of this message of the angel. And for us, the time must come when suddenly all will be darkness, and we shall know nothing but this message of the angel. From Luke 2, verse 10 to 11. I bring to you good news of great joy, for to you is born this day the Saviour, Christ, Jesus. Come back tomorrow for part 3 of Martin Luther's Christmas Day sermon. Thanks for joining us on Partakers and our Christmas 2015 series. Come back every day where there is something uploaded to help you as a Christian disciple in the 21st century. See you later, Dave Roberts.